Hallelujah. It's such a joy to have all of you guys back. It was indeed such a wonderful presence of the Lord in worship. How many of you could experience the presence of God?
Yes.
It was very, very crucial, very, very serious to bless other churches. Don't speak about them. Don't speak about any ministry. We are creating, take this in the right way because I love you. We are creating rounds of demonic curses through our words, through our actions, and directly or indirectly, it is affecting our children. Very serious. Let there be at any way, do not compromise. There may be hundreds, you know. Recently, I got a call from a loving man of God. I love him a lot. I really love him. He called me and we started talking. And he said, I may fly into Doha. I said, I'm happy to hear that. And I said, you're always welcome. But when he started speaking about another ministry, another man of God, in a bad way, even though I loved him, I told him, Pastor, stop. I don't want to hear about another church. I don't want to hear about another ministry. Are you here with me?
Yes.
I bless them in Jesus' name. You know what he told back? I was astonished. That is why I love men of God. He said, I'm so sorry, Pastor. The Holy Spirit corrected me now. He said, I will never do this again. And believe me, this man of God is very older to me, okay? He's closely reaching his 60s. So what am I trying to say? The Holy Spirit clearly intervened in the worship. We are going to bless all churches. Davis, does not matter if they worship idols. Listen to this guy. The Holy Spirit will change. Our duty is to pray for them. I have so many friends who are Catholics. So many. I have priest friends who are Catholics. We gather sometimes here in Doha. Do I speak against them? Do I try to correct them? Yes, of course. Do I try to tell the truth? Yes, I do. But I will never speak against them. Come on, are you here with me? Everybody? Let us not knowingly, unknowingly create rounds of threats for our children. Today, I'm going to do an individual message on God's priority. God's
priority.
Priority. And I want you to give me your undivided attention because Holy Spirit is going to move in a powerful way. What is God's priority?
God.
Anybody? You can give me your answer. What is God's priority?
Save his children.
Save his children. Oh, very good. Wonderful answer. Okay. What is God's priority? Simply in your words. If you think about Jesus, what is Jesus' priority?
Love.
Love. Okay. Nice. I like that. What else? What is God's priority? Okay. Imagine if Sony, the company Sony. How many of you know Sony? Have you used Sony before? Sony camera, Sony TV. Okay. Imagine Sony came with a camera that can point it at Alina and Alina's thoughts would come on the projector.
Wow.
Imagine if that Sony camera will point at Samuel and And Samuel, whatever your thoughts are, is going to come on the screen. Relax, there is no camera like that. Okay? Everybody started thinking, are you? Everybody's like looking up, is there a camera? I'm just saying, imagine. Maybe in the future, yes. Because you know, there are those machines which can put it on your headphone. You can actually go through. Recently, I was in Dubai. I went to this big expo called the Arab Health Expo. There are around 400 companies that came together. So in this health expo, you won't believe it, you know, there is a company called Hitachi. You know Hitachi? Hitachi came with this beautiful machine that a person can stand inside a scanner and the entire human body, the x-ray, entire body can be x-rayed in a few minutes outside. Entire body. Like this. In seconds. Incredible. Incredible. They can read your brain with a helmet. Doctors can read your brain with a helmet. So you see, technology is coming on and things like that. So imagine if there's a camera and I point at Jinu and Jinu's thoughts come on the screen. What would it be? In the same way, think like this. If I take that same camera and point it at Jesus, what would be on the screen? What is his priority? What is in his mind? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's priority is his people. Can I take it a little more further? God's priority is the people. Not only his. Are you here with me? God so loved the
world.
The
world.
Come on, everybody say that with me. The
world.
Did it say Christians? Did it say born again believers? Tongue speaking believers? God so loved the
world.
Touch your neighbor and say, world.
World.
Touch. Hey, wrong people, yeah. World. They're probably
world. World.
If we point the camera at God, if we point that camera at Jesus, you know what would come on that screen? It would be the world with the people in it. Are you here with me? God's priority is the people. You know what is our website?
ISPeople.org.
Many people came to me and asked me. When the Holy Spirit gave me this, many people came to me. I told IRC is all about the people. They said, isn't it supposed to be IRC all about God? I told them like this, God's mind is filled with the people, and without people, I'm telling you, there is no God in that way to help them. Come on, are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? Without God, there is no people. Without people, there is God always. Hallelujah. Listen to this carefully. God's priority is about his people. Is that clear? Mark chapter 6 verse 34. Let's go through that. Mark chapter 6 verse 34. Look at this, what Jesus said. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude. In other translation, it says great number of people. Do you see that? Do you have that in NIV?
NKJV.
Yeah, you have NKJV. Okay, this is NKJV. He says, he came out and saw a great multitude, or he saw the people and he was moved with compassion. Everybody say people.
People.
We are all about the people. And we need to know Jesus was all about the people as well. Amen. Even on the last difficult day of his life on that cross. Everybody, look here. Listen to this. On that cross, Jesus was concerned about his mother's welfare, about Mary's welfare, yes or no?
Yes.
He looked at John and said, take care of her. Even in the most difficult time of his life, he looked at the right or the left or aside of those thieves and he said, oh, he was all about the people. Forget this. Can I take it a little more further?
Yes.
Even the people who put him on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Jesus was all about the people. And I love this. I'm going to go deeper. And I want you to keep this in your mind. Jesus' mind was filled with the people. What is our mind filled with? What is our mind filled with? Do you know when you meet someone in the grocery? When you meet someone in the parking lot? What is our? I'm going to give you 3 points on God's priority. Everybody say three.
Three.
Okay. If anybody is sleeping, push them and wake them and hit them. Okay. Full permission you get. Pinch them also. No problem. Listen to this carefully. God's priority. Number one. Jesus knew the heart of the Father. God's priority, Jesus knew the heart of the Father. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The heart of the Father is the people. And that is why God sent his only Son to redeem the people for Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Samuel. Hallelujah. If Cameroon has to be saved, if Philippines has to be saved, if India has to be saved, we need to go and reach out to the people. Hallelujah. Are you guys here with me? We need to tell about Jesus. Because if his mind is all about the people, and we are called by his name, and we are called his people, then who should be in our minds?
God.
And if God is there, then who should be in our minds?
People.
Our mind must be filled with people. Because that is the heart of God. His only begotten Son. God's only begotten Son he gave for the world, for the people. Hallelujah. You know, guys, I love preaching. I love teaching. Because you know why? I'm preaching and teaching about Jesus Christ who saved my life. And I want this to go into your hearts that we are speaking to people. We are speaking to the church. We are speaking to a generation that can change generations. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, church. IRC, we are all about the people.
Amen.
Luke chapter 15 verse 1, 2, 3. This is very beautiful. Okay, look at it. Luke chapter 15 verse 1, 2, and 3. Like, then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. Wait a minute. Full stop. Are Baba, everybody look on the screen. All the tax collectors and all the
sinners.
In other words, all the people. Yes or no? Are these tax collectors are people now? Sinners also people, right?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
all the people
yes.
came to
Jesus.
Came to, okay, Jesus, hear him, came to. When the church nowadays, they speak about the people, and people are actually driven out of the church. Come on, are you here with me? We are about the people. If you make friends with a family, think about them, how we can save them. I was recently so happy from one of our members at church. They asked me, you know, I want to tell about Jesus. I don't know. They're a bunch of atheists. We don't know what to do. But it's okay. You have the heart of the people. That's more than enough. Because each time you go with that mentality that I'm going to bring this person to Jesus, the Holy Spirit will bring a door for you to witness the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? The heart of the Father is for the people. Don't drive them away from your life. Hallelujah. Whenever the Pharisees focused on the law, everybody say law. They said, oh, the law is important. You know what Jesus did? Jesus refuted and fought against it and said, the law is made about Sabbath. Remember? He said, the Sabbath is not made for man, but man for the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you guys reading your Bibles?
Yes.
Oh, Sabbath don't work. That is a law. Don't do anything. Sit at home. He said, Sabbath is not made for the man, but man was made for the Sabbath. His focus was not on just the law. His focus was on the people. Prostitutes came running to him. Hallelujah. Sinners came running to him. Hallelujah. People who were just of the world came running to him. Dab him. In Luke 15, verse 2, can you go number 2? Look at this. And the Pharisees, look at this, guys. Look at this, look at this. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained. What they did?
Complained.
Are Babe, what they did?
Complained.
They complained about Jesus, saying this man receives people and eats with them. Look at this. This man receives sinners and eats with them. Receives people and eats with them. You know, there is something wrong with our culture. Can I make a cultural statement, if you don't mind? There is something wrong with, I see that especially in our Indian cultural system. Not Philippines, okay? You guys are amazing. Africans, you guys are awesome.
Yes.
I just want to tell something that I know. We find it very difficult to invite people home. Some of us. We find it difficult. We need to break that barrier. You know, I remember there was a family that was Westerner. They came. The first day itself, they came and said, would you like to come home for some dinner, some supper? But for us, we need to be their friends and then take another 3 years. And then the fourth year, we will think, hello? Oh, we are just having some food. Would you like to come? No. We need to go and eat with them. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Can we break that culture? Can we just go out and make friends and you know, let them see the love of Jesus in your life? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No matter if they are the worst sinners, the worst hypocrites, it does not matter. Go and eat with them. Yes or no?
Yes.
And Jesus did it. But again, can I tell you something? never compromise. They'll call you and say, "Hello, Pastor Arun. It's my daughter's birthday. We are a couple of guys and you know, families coming together and we're going to have a wonderful time. Would you like to come?" I would definitely say, "Yes, I would love to. Cake is there." Who would miss out on cake? But I'll ask something back. "What sort of party is it?" He said, "No, in one room there will be a little bit of, you know. In the other room there will be, you know. And then in this room there will be cake." I said, "Okay, I'll be there." And I've done it. I've gone. There'll be one room. I'll never ever compromise. And you know, when I walk into the door, what my friend says? In Malayalam they say, "Yeshu, Sudhi undagatte." What is that? Yeah. Like in Indian language, that means, "Father, welcome." You know, the father, the priest. Ah, yes. They always call me the priest. I'm happy with it. And I'm happy to go and pray for them. Bless their child if it's that child's birthday. Samuel, I think you need to wake up. Next time I'll pinch. Now look at this, okay? Guys, look at this. Look at this. Third. The Pharisees and scribes are complaining. Hey, look at this. Saying, "This man receives sinners, receives people and eats with them." Now go to the third verse. "So he spoke this parable to them saying," listen, wait, don't go next. Three things he says: lost coin, lost sheep, and lost son. Yes or no?
Yes.
How many of you know that story?
Yes.
Yeah, all of you know, most of you know it. Okay, he spoke three things about the lost sheep first, then he went to the lost coin, and then he went to the prodigal son or the lost son. At the end of all the parable, he says something. Look at this, is what he says. In the end, he says, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Hallelujah. He spoke about sheep, he spoke about coin, he spoke about son. At the end he said, heaven will rejoice when one sinner comes into his kingdom. Hallelujah. Jesus was all about his people. Come on, guys. You know, I know a musician, okay? I know a musician. Very talented. Very talented guitarist. Very talented. And he goes for public shows, programs, secular programs. And his parents will shout at him. His church will shout at him. His friends will shout at him, "You are playing for secular?" Oh. I'm a musician. I learned this. I'm grade 8. I learned. I spend all my money on this. I'm a musician. But let me tell you his story. Every concert that he goes, except, of course, he has some priorities. He will not go and play in terms with, you know, religious related activities. But he goes for secular programs. Every person who organizes his meeting says, "This person is different." The night before, when the band gathers together, everybody is drinking, he goes to his room to pray. He says, "Hey, you're not joining the party? Sorry, it's my time to go and pray." They are so shocked and they say that our program was blessed because of the guitars. Come on, yeah, give a hand offering to Jesus Christ. Dedicated musician, but no compromise. Can we be like that? Can we think about the people and never compromise, yet they come to us? When they need prayer, they will call you. "Jinu, can you pray for me? Davidson, can you pray for me?" They will remember you, and your life and their life will never be the same. Lost sheep, lost coin, lost son. all spoke about that one person coming into heaven. Number two, God's priority. Number one, the heart of the Father is about the people. Number two, God's priority. Jesus Christ knows the reality of eternity. Everybody say this with me. 1, 2, 3, go.
The reality of eternity.
Everybody say this with me. 1, 2, 3, go.
The reality of eternity.
Listen to this. Listen to this. I know it's a little complicated. Listen. Everybody. The reality of eternity, Jesus knew. You know why? There is a heaven, there is a hell. When I meet somebody, do you know, come? Usually I pick Alan. Now you are my target. When I meet someone, first, the heart of the Father is for him. Second, there is a heaven and there is a hell. There is an eternity and there is complete banish in hell. Where will he go? I'm not telling you. Think about it. You want him to go to eternity. Very good. What you should do? Hi, Gino. Nice to meet you. How is everything? How is everything? Okay. Okay. Nice. Okay. Bye. Good. Every time Samuel, you meet somebody, every time Donna, you meet somebody, know that either this person will perish in the burning fire, or because of one word from your mouth, he can enter the kingdom of God and receive Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he will have eternity.
Amen.
Jesus Christ knew something. He knew that there is heaven and there is hell. He knew that if I speak about my Father, and for you and me, if I speak about the gospel of Jesus Christ, this person's life will be an everlasting life. The heart of the Father, number one, is about the people. Number two, Jesus, and now you know the reality of eternity. Can you give a clap for Gino? This is very serious, brothers and sisters. Whenever you meet somebody in your life, be it an old friend, a new friend, or a friend on Facebook, always remember, God's priority is his people. Number two, there is a heaven, there is hell. Either this person will live as everlasting life with Jesus Christ, or he would be burning in hell. Whatever happens, I want to build a bridge. Hallelujah. I want to be able to witness to him. Everybody say witness. Recently, you know, now, since I'm working in business, it's a whole different ball game, right? It's a whole different world. It's not like hospital, meeting patients every day, and it's very, very different. So recently we had a board meeting. How many of you have heard of board meetings? Oh, we have these huge board meetings. It's so boring and so dragging that you have to drag until I sit. Okay, so they started with the company statistics, the profile, and then it went to financial accounting, then marketing accounting, then this accounting, that accounting, then what is your accounting, what is that business accounting, what is this, what is our competition accounting. Accounting. This is in my mind. I'm seeing a lot of dollars in my mind. A lot of dollars. Accounting. I didn't understand what immediately I heard in that boardroom meeting, I heard the voice of the Lord in my heart saying, what about my witnessing accounting? It stood me dead on my shoes. In that boardroom meeting, I heard, what about my witnessing accounting? Each one of you, brothers and sisters, mark this. When you go to heaven, how many people have you witnessed about Jesus? There is a witnessing account. God's heart is about the people. If Africa has to be saved, if Philippines have to be saved, if Indian has to be saved, we have to go. The heart of the Father is about the people. Number two, when you know the reality of eternity, how many of you believe there is heaven and hell? Can I see the hand? If you believe it, hallelujah, you need to know this person either will be in perishing hell or will be with me in heaven. Be confident when you speak to them about Jesus. Is that clear? How is our witnessing account looking like? Can I just ask you, how is your witnessing account looking at? Like, just think in your heart. Don't need to say 35, 45, 50. But my prayer is that everybody at IRC would go and witness about Jesus. Just one word, say God loves you. Bring them to church. Hey, what are you doing on Friday afternoon? Sleeping. Oh, very good. Oh, that's great. Would you like to join me in another sleeping session at church?
No.
Hey, believe me, it works. Believe me, it works. They said sleeping session. Are yaar, it's a big church. We'll sleep in the back. It's okay, come. You're sleeping anyways at home. Let's sleep at back of the church. Come. Take them. Go in the back. Sit. Slowly you will pray. Lord, don't let him sleep. Don't let him sleep. Don't let him sleep. And believe me, he won't sleep. That day he will give his life for Jesus. Guys, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? This could be very, very controversial. And I want you to keep this in mind. Very, very controversial. And something that I wouldn't approve, but a man did this. And I was pretty shocked. There was a man who he wanted always to come to church. And this man was a drunkard, an alcoholic. He was a drunkard. And this person had so much in his heart that I want to bring him to church. I want his life to change. His family is divorced. His everything, children is lost. Money is lost. Drunkard. Oh, I want him to come to church. You know what happened? Again, I told you this may be very, very controversial. And something that I wouldn't approve, but this happened. You know what he told? Hey, on the way to church, I'm going to buy you a beer. This happened in New York City. On the way to church, I am going to buy you a pizza. On the way to church, I'm going to pick you up from your location. On the way to church, I'm just going to be there with you. You know, I'm going to pick you up. Very controversial. This person bought a beer for this person as he walked in. And you won't believe it. There is a photo in social media about this church with this man with the beer can in the church. Listen to this carefully. I can give you all details. He took the beer can brought by his friend. He said, all right, bro, let's go check out what the church is. He came and he sat. The photographer came and clicked a picture. He kept zipping his beer during the time of message. As the message was preached, he kept down his beard. The word of the Lord came into his heart. He immediately stood up. And this guy didn't even know. He's trying to pull him down. This guy, he got too much sentimental. Lord! He thought maybe he was drunk. And you know, this guy was pulling him down. He stood up, burst out in tears, and gave his life for Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Yeah, Jesus deserves all the glory, yes. This happened at Hillsong, New York. He gave his life for Jesus, as Pastor Stephen Fitrick was preaching. He gave his life for Jesus Christ. And he said, I will never do this. You know the story, what happened? They took a professional video of his testimony. His divorced family, wife, came to know about the transformation, came back into his life. His children who left, came back. The boss who fired him, called him back in a high position. Now, he's one of a CEO of a company. He stopped his habit that day. Very controversial for me. I'm never going to buy someone drinks to come to church. I can't do that. But I don't know what happened. He said, hey, I'll buy you a beer for church. And that picture is still there. A man who gave his life for Jesus. My brothers and sisters, what is your witnessing account looking like? Ching, ching. Number three, listen to this. Number one, the heart of the Father, the reality of eternity. I don't want this man to die. I don't want this man to lose. And number three, Jesus knows the potential of people. Everybody, look at this. The heart of the Father is of the people. The reality of eternity is about the people. And I tell you something, whether they are sinners, prostitutes, whatever they may be, tax collectors, drunkards, I want to tell you, Jesus knows your potential. Hallelujah. The world will criticize you. The world will speak against you. But my God knows your potential. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we read something? Luke chapter 19. A few scriptures down from Luke 16. Luke chapter 19 verse 5 to 8. Luke chapter... Okay, 16 verse 5. Look at this, guys. Look at this. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your
house.
Okay, now next. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Next. But when they saw it, so when the people saw it, they all complained. They all
complained.
Oh, I love to preach. They all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a
sinner.
Who is a
sinner?
Are who is a
sinner?
Listen to this carefully. The next scripture is what is very, very powerful. Look at this. Look at the next scripture. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have anything from anyone by false accusation, I will restore fourfold. Listen, listen, listen. Jesus saw the generosity of a greedy man. The people saw his greediness. Everybody said, yeah, look, look, sinner. See, Jesus going with the sinner. But Jesus, as soon as he entered his life, he repented and Jesus saw the generosity and the potential in his life. Hallelujah. Jesus saw the purity in the prostitute. Jesus saw the power of faith in a doubting Thomas. Jesus saw the power of love in a person who betrayed him three times. Peter. Hello, are you here with me?
Yes.
And I have a question for you. When my Jesus and my God looks at you, he knows that I can do all things through this man with my power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I can do with this small girl
with my power.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can do with this small girl all things with my power. My Jesus knows your potential. You are not a failure. You are a person with success because Jesus Christ is in you. Come on, yeah, are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? Are you excited that my Jesus knows your potential? Come on, are you here with me? Guys, are you excited that my Jesus says you're not a failure? You will see the hand of the Lord. His power will begin to move. You will be his witness. And you are going to raise his name. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, no matter what bondage you're going through, no matter what problem you're going through, my Jesus has the way out. As long as you are with Jesus, he knows you and he knows your potential. People may betray you, people may speak against you, but he knows your potential. I'm going to close now. But listen, yesterday I went to Lulu hypermarket at Almeslia. I went down to the basement parking. I parked my car and my car was very dirty. Because of the rains that happened a few days back and I didn't wash it, I thought, hey, tomorrow I'm going to church. So I'm going to make sure that my car is clean. And I went inside and I met this guy from a guy, you know, who comes and cleans in Lulu. How many of you know the high wash company? Yeah. They come and they clean your car. This person came and said, sir, can I clean your car? I said, for sure. I'm going to buy some things. I'm going to come out and please make sure that it's clean. I go and I come and he was still working on this car. Immediately, I felt the presence of God in that basement. And the Lord just told me, as he's washing, look at his dedication. Look at his heart. And the Lord clearly told me he has two little children. I went to him and said, bhai, in Hindi, brother, I don't know who you are, but do you have two children? I did like this too. Aapko do bache, you have two children? He dropped his mouth on the floor because he's a young boy of 24. And he said, how do you know? I said, I was once a drug addict. I was lost into this world. And I asked him, what is his name? He said, my name is Chandan. I said, that's a beautiful name. What is your children's name? He said, my children's name is first a boy, Aryan, and the second is a girl, Ansu. And I said, I want to tell you something. I took out 15 riyals for the high wash. And then I took out another 50 riyals. And I said, this is for Aryan and Ansu. He burst out in tears. And he said, I've never, all these years I worked, I've never had someone do this. When you are all about the people, I shared the story of Jesus Christ to him. He said, Yeshu Masih ki jai. And I hugged him. Everybody was watching this. His friends all were thinking, ayo, he's in trouble. But when he saw that I hugged him, and told him the love of Jesus Christ. He asked me a question, "Aap kyun kar rahe? Why are you doing this?" He said, "I just want to tell you how much my God, who told that you have two children, loves you beyond measures." I hugged him and it was such a joy. I still remember as I was driving by, looking at the back mirror, he was just standing, just in awe of God. Hallelujah. This happened last night. When you know the heart of the Father, when you know that the reality of eternity is either they will go to hell or heaven, and when you know the potential of that person, you would know that God's priority is all about his people. Brothers and sisters, be it a church, be it a ministry, be it a person, always remember, God's heart is for the people. The Holy Spirit will move. The Holy Spirit will change. The Holy Spirit will change their lives according to the Word of God. God's priority is for the people. The heart of the Father is for the people. The reality of eternity is important. And Jesus knows the potential of people. I know the Holy Spirit is speaking to some people here, and it's time that you increase your witnessing account. It's time that I want one thing that IRC should do and one thing that all the people at IRC should not do. Yes. Is we become Christians for so long that we forget about telling about Jesus. Those who are newborn Christians, they always run and tell about Jesus. Let us remove the statistics from our church. Hallelujah. The more we are in Jesus, the more we need to tell about Jesus. Hallelujah. The more. Whoever you see in your workplace, in your school, in your churches, in your locality, in your neighborhood, in your Facebook, in your WhatsApp, let us preach about Jesus. Because God's priority is all about his people. God's priority is all about his people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give IRC into your hands. I give everyone who has come here, Lord. You know their hearts. You know their potential. You know their eternity. I pray that you will give them a heart to serve the people, to be friends with them, to eat with them, to open their homes for them. I pray, Lord, that you will bless them and that they will know that your priority is for your people and for the world. No matter who they are, let us portray the love of Jesus in everything that we do. We bless your name. We give you all glory, all honor, all praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church said,
Amen.
Come, let's give a clap offering to the Lord.